good afternoon, viewers of the Chico Army and any new viewers. My name is Tyler Swope of Chico Crypto, and welcome to the one and only Crypto, and of course, a cold one. Today's featured brewski comes from Founders Brewing. It's their all-day IPA, a Sessions IPA ale, it sounds like. Already have her poured. Not brewed. I didn't brew this myself. It's good. It's got a little citrus. Cap game. Let's go, Tyler. Damn it. So, a hot topic and a crypto that has been pumping like a garbage truck ready to dump. The crypto I'm sure you're aware of is Holochain. And just by looking at the price chart from the past week, you can see the price has been getting pumped day after day for the past few. Now, is this a pump and dump, or is this the market catching on to some revolutionary technology? Those are the questions that jumped into my head yesterday morning, so today I would like to analyze what Holochain brings to the table and if it's a good idea to keep this coin on our radar. What can Holochain be described as? Well, the best way is Holochain is not a blockchain, and their white paper explains the two were built for fundamentally different use cases. The blockchain needs to keep a global consensus, and this is done because every node of the network maintains the same state of the network, which is protected by some sort of work, mining, staking, authority. Holochain is different. It does away with the blockchain but uses some of the technology. They combine number one, hashing, number two, digital signatures, and number three, distributed hash tables to form their own tamper-proof distributed ledger. And it's quite different than normal blockchains. To understand it, we need to look at what of each of these three things do. So hashing, it's a technique that collapses a bunch of data into a type of alphanumerical fingerprint. So say the data was some words that formed a message. You have the input of words, which is then hashed by a cryptographic function, and then the output is some hash sum. Changing just one word, the message would no longer match the proper hash. For computer systems, say you download an application. If you make sure you download it with the proper hash, you're making sure there's no viruses or malware attached to it. The second piece of Holochain is digital signatures, which is based on dual key cryptography. Dual key cryptography is a basic but highly used technique in computer science. With this, there is a public key, like a username, that is shared with the world, and a private key, like a password, that is not and is highly protected. So digital signatures are a way for a person to access data or a message. Data goes through a hash function to make a hash, which is then encrypted using the signer's, or let's say application provider's, private key. They are the only ones that have access to it. So this creates a digital signature, which can represent a certificate of true data. So if a user wants to download the data and make sure it's safe and not altered in any way, they can look at the signature, decrypt with the signer's or application owner's public key. This would then decrypt the hash, which they could then verify as equal, meaning the data enclosed with the signature is what the signer provided. If the data or message was altered in some way, the signature wouldn't check out. If someone tried to sign the message without knowing the private key, they couldn't. So number three, distributed hash tables. It's a class of distributed systems that provide a lookup service that allows any participating node in a network the ability to retrieve the values associated with a given hash key. A basic example of this, a node just asks its peers on the network who has a file with hash 24AE22XY. The node then downloads chunks of the file based on whoever it has near them and then combines them to form a full file. So Holochain, they are creating a peer-to-peer distributed hash table combined with digital signatures and hashing functions. Hashing ensures data transferred is exactly what was requested. Digital signatures ensure no one can mess with a ledger, for example, without leaving a trail of signatures. And the distributed hash table decentralizes the storage of data, so it's hosted by the community instead of centralized servers and by large enterprise companies. Global consensus is not managed by everyone. Every participant in the system has their own signed hash chain, which is countersigned for transactions involving others. After any data is signed onto a local chain, it is shared with the peer-to-peer distributed hash table. All nodes in the network run the same validation rules, and if one of those break the rules, the hash table rejects their data and their chain is forked away from the Holochain. Each application built will be its own P2P distributed hash table away from the main holochain. This means consensus rules don't apply and transactions per second do not matter. Holochain admits the project is good for certain types of DApp, where you can share collaborative data without a centralized control, such as social networks, supply chains, cooperatives, P2P platforms, collective intelligence, and even more. And that even more includes a mutual credit cryptocurrencies. So let's get into that, the currency portion of Holochain. Holochain ran an ICO where investors got temporary ERC-20 tokens called Holo tokens, and these are transferable to the actual currency of the platform, Holofuel. Holochain explains that currencies, including Bitcoin, are based on fiat. Tokens are minted by line of code, and the resulting tokens are traded for fiat. This requires global consensus, as movement of the coins need to be tracked. Holofuel, on the contrary, works like a credit and debit accounting system. Whenever a person or application wants something from another type of node, the system subtracts Holofuel credits from the person wanting something and adds more Holofuel to their account for performing the wanted action. This means the supply of Holofuel is dynamic, and Holofuel is an asset-backed cryptocurrency, which makes it value stable, not price stable. The market will decide the price, but will be determined by its value it provides, computing power and storage. The fuel is what is used to pay hosts for data storage and processing, but in a debit and credit type manner. Now, the big question I had is, where do these initial credits come from? Well, for my research, after the mainnet launch, all the tokens are distributed to the corresponding ICO holders' accounts on the Holochain from a single account, called the Holo account. This becomes a debt for the Holo account, which slowly reduces by taking percentages of transaction fees. The only question I have is, doesn't this leave a massive debt in the system which will never be resolved? Now, Holochain is approaching on a coin I really love, trying to create a new type of internet. You know the coin? Elastos. So how does it compare to ELA? From my understanding, Holochain would be considered an application layer. Elastos is a base layer. Elastos is basically moving away from the traditional TCP/IP protocol to a more secure one, where truly secure P2P connections can be made. It's truly a new internet, and it's not a new paradigm for distributed applications like Holochain. The Elastos runtime and VM make the connections even more secure, as it's written in C++, and so can directly interact with the kernel of the underlying devices, thus eliminating data leakage and man-in-the-middle attacks. Now, Holochain will be working atop TCP/IP, but they are still working to make secure P2P dApps using the DHT and distributed storage. I know some people in the Holochain community will say it's superior to Elastos because it uses distributed hash tables instead of blockchain. Thing is, though, is that Elastos also uses DHT for pretty much everything, including their carrier. Only IDs are stored on the blockchain, which, if we jump back to an infographic of Holochain, it looks like IDs will be stored on the main chain too. The question I have here is, how are those IDs secure if the blockchain's not securing them? It's obvious Holochain and Elastos have very similar goals, and there are way more aspects to both projects. And of course, this is just a very general overview of the two. The devil will be in the details. I think Elastos is more developed and has thought through more aspects in general, and it's a way more grand vision than Holochain. But Holochain has very interesting propositions for application environments and ecosystem. I am very intrigued to see how this developed for both of them. Maybe there won't be one without the other. Cheers, and as always, I'll see you tomorrow.